natural way. We fight God's way. And in this passage of Scripture, in verse 12, it says, after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighty men. And this is talking about David and his mighty men. He was with David at Pasdamian. Now there the Philistines were gathered for battle, and there was a piece of ground full of barley. So the people fled from the Philistines. But David and his men stationed themselves in the middle of the field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. Now, this is something, if we would look at our lives, that's happened to a lot of Christians today. The devil keeps attacking us in the same ways. And we keep having, you know, battles. But the thing is, somewhere along the way, we've forgotten that we are the winners. Because of Jesus Christ, we can win. And so we've got to rise up at the church. I don't care what happens in this world. If you study church history, if you study history, there's been worse times than this. And guess who brought them through? It was God. He brought the remnant through. And it kept going. Well, we are part of that remnant today, and we have got to stand up. And one of the things we can notice in this is there are several things that David, first of all, he reached out to the men he knew were strong and believed God, trusted God to take care of them in battle. That's what we got to do. We've got to come together, and the people you put around you are people that you've seen be victorious in their lives, and know that God's word is true, even though it looks impossible. I mean, we have been through some really incredible, impossible situations. We've been saved from storms. We were saved from an earthquake. We were headed to Colombia to do ministry for several weeks, and some of our prayer warriors were praying, and one of them called and said, I don't think you're supposed to go. Well, I mean, you know, this was a big trip. We were going many places, but we really sought God, and we didn't understand, but we said, okay, if God says no, we're not going. Well, in Colombia, in one of their big cities, it was hit by an earthquake, and 75% of the city was destroyed. And we would have been in that city during the earthquake. Now, see, God took care of us. So he takes care of us, and he knows what's going to happen in the future. So you don't have to worry about him knowing everything. He does. You know, we just have to follow him and be obedient. And, you know, that was hard to do. That was hard to call those people and say, we can't come. But we have walked in the Lord long enough to know if God tells you don't go somewhere, or if the people that pray for you all the time tell you don't go somewhere, you don't go. We've had other times in our lives that the same thing has happened. So what we've got to do, we've got to come together, we've got to be strong, and know that God can do the impossible. And he doesn't have to work in the natural world. He can work in the supernatural world. So see, they came together, the people of God, the strong men of God. Another thing they did is they stationed themselves in the middle of the field. When you fight a battle, you don't let the enemy back you up in a corner before you start a fight. But you know what? That's where most of the church is today. They've let Satan back them up in a corner. They've let the world back them up in a corner. And I'm not saying God can't bring a victory, but it's harder to fight in the corner. So what we have to start doing is saying, okay, we're going to put ourselves right in the middle of this trouble, no matter what it is, and we're going to stand strong as a group of people. And that means everybody. I don't care what denomination they are, what their background is, as long as they believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, you can stand with them. And that's what we've got to do as the church today. We've got to come together and stand strong against our enemy. And another thing was about also them being in the middle of the field. Their backs were to each other, and they could see in all directions. So there was someone that could see any part of that field and come up with, okay, they're coming this way, they're coming that way. So I want to encourage you, ask the Lord, how can you fight where you are in Milton and whatever, where, else you are in this area, how can you fight with your brothers and sisters in Jesus to stand in the middle of the field and say, we're tired of the enemy stealing from us. We're tired of him having the victory. We're going to stand together. And you know what? We've got to be willing to do unusual things. You know, God tells you to do strange things sometimes. You know, and everybody else thinks you're a little crazy, you know. That's all right. When God gives you the victory, it doesn't make any difference what people think about you. You have the victory, guess what, you know. So I just want to encourage you. Look at this scripture, meditate on it, see what God says to you. But we've got to stand up and fight, because that's what he's called us to be. He's called us to be the army of God, and we've got to fight the fight. So be encouraged tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe she does pretty good.